Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's 2023, and yes, I made it. I say made it because sometimes we may feel like we are barely just making it. Now, it's time to transition into something different. Transitioning into loving it. Thanks for joining me and listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave, the Integrative Holistic Clinician. And over the next few months, the focus is on journaling and self-reflection. I took some time off to meditate about what was helpful to others. Sometimes that is hearing my voice with all my crazy ideas. Mostly, it's finding your voice. One way to do this is with some guided support. This season is about supporting you in your journey towards self-discovery. To accomplish this, two things are suggested. One, purchasing Heal Thy Mind, 7 Strategies Towards Mental Wellness, Happiness, and Success, and the complimentary journal, Journaling Towards Wellness, Happiness, and Success. Both are available on Amazon for a low cost. However, if money is a real challenge, contact me directly. I hope you can get the best out of this process. Remember that you also don't need the books to listen. You have choices and you can listen to this podcast in any helpful capacity. For each podcast episode, I will go through the journal touching on things that come up for me, both personally and professionally, and based on just countless of conversations. You will discover parts of my ego and personality as you get to know me through this process. Some you may appreciate, and some you'll just pass on. And all of that is absolutely okay. This journal practice is about you and ways to improve your wellness, happiness, and success. This is why I created this simple plan, the 7 strategies I keep talking about. Let's refresh. 1. O. is for observation to address one's spiritual health. 2. C is for compassion to address and manage one's ego health. 3. T. T is for therapy to address the mental and emotional health. 4. A is definitely for animals to address the playfulness and childlike behaviors, but also considering animals and pets to be supportive in this process. Then there's 5. V is for victims, one's nutritional health. 6. E is for exercise, one's physical health. And then there's 7. S. S is for socializing, relational health. But remember, keeping the primary focus on the self and less on others. This journal is a tool. Some cognitive behavioral stuff, a little play therapy with a dash of psychodynamic techniques. It is not therapy. You are not in treatment. This is not a nutritional consultation or means of doing biofeedback, all of which I'm qualified to do. However, you are simply a listener. I am trying to help those who can't afford, have time for, are nervous, or are antsy about good enough psychotherapy. This may be your first step. Maybe your only step. Maybe you're stepping through the front door. You're curious. And no matter what, you are taking the step towards wellness. You have many options in how you listen. You can decide to follow along with me in your journal. You can journal before or after you listen to this episode. Another idea may be to listen while engaged in another activity, such as walking, cleaning the house, or eating a healthy meal. You have options. It's your choice. And thank you for your support. But more importantly, thank you for your willingness to walk down the path towards wellness. So, let's get started. This podcast is not intended for medical, psychological, mental health, or legal advice. However, I am a licensed professional. This podcast is intended for information only. It is not a formal treatment. Although I provide nutritional consultations, this is not a nutritional evaluation. Although the benefits of biofeedback are positive, this podcast is not a formal treatment. By listening, you are agreeing to these terms. You should seek a professional for individual and specific questions regarding your overall wellness, happiness, and success. Remember, if you are experiencing a mental health crisis, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. I make healthy choices. I love vegetables and herbs. I eat to detoxify and nourish my mind, body, and spirit. I make healthy choices. I love vegetables and herbs. I eat to detoxify and nourish my mind, body, and spirit. The body becomes what the foods are, and as the spirit becomes what the thoughts are. An ancient Egyptian proverb. What is working well? I'm waking up every morning. I have tons of energy. Things are just going really well. What needs some support? Continuing to work on this water fasting stuff, limiting my intake of food and calories, needs some additional support. This week, I've been good at my meditation and going into my meditation practices, providing time in the morning and evening, especially throughout the day, for just small moments of breath work has been working really well. I am demonstrating compassion with myself. And when I'm able to do things, they get done. Some things don't get done, and I let it go. And that's okay. Therapeutically, this past week, I would say I got to spend a lot more playful time with my dog, Mona. She's also a therapy dog, although she hasn't been practicing with anyone since. I have closed my physical office, but she's still helpful in other ways. And so I took her paddleboarding, a new activity I am learning as we are nearing into the summer months. And it was a lot of fun and very therapeutic, very meditative, calming for me. I guess that also adds into my playfulness. She brought out this goofy part of me and we're laughing on the board and then we both fall into the water and it was very exciting and playful for me. Not so much for her until she got back up on the board. I've also been playful in other ways. In terms of my meal prep, I've noticed that I have blended my colors of vegetables together to make happy faces or things that are pleasing to my eye, creating different designs. Not too creative, I'm talking about just a heart of strawberries. I've been playful with food. My nutrition, I'm going through a cleanse. So my diet has been, I'm pleased with my food selections for the past week, and I had one or two indulgences, and remember that compassion. Exercise. I'd like to move the body a little bit more, and just finding time to do that in the morning time has been more of a challenge, but just making for sure that I can move the body.
a little bit more. I have been doing the journal writing, which is a part of this podcast. So that has been a part of a way for me to really dive into who I am, being comfortable with that, getting more familiar with who I am, and learning more about some of the why questions to my behaviors. So journaling, I would say. Today I wanted to reflect on my diet. So the question is, reflect on your diet. What does it say about you? And I will start with what I wrote in my journal for me, and then just to give you some opportunities as you listen and hear my voice that may inspire you, that may trigger something for you, that may get you to think differently about your own diet. My diet has improved. I used to have ups and downs. I moved and played with all sorts of diets. In college, I decided, well, since I'm living home, I want to be a vegetarian. I'm tired of eating all this meat. So I ate lots of pastas and beans and add a whole bunch of french fries in there too. I drank cow's milk and cheese. Oh, that was one of my favorites. I felt it was somewhat of an addiction. I had lots of mucus in the body already, and now I was just adding to more and more mucus forming in the body. And what I know about mucus, when mucus is in the body, it just is a very comfortable space for disease to live. I felt exhausted and stressed. Probably part of that was because I was in college. I had feelings, though, of being unloved and unwanted. I felt deep depression and loneliness during this period. I also noticed my body was starting to gain weight. It was slowing down. And this was a change for me coming out of high school. This part of my journey did not set me up for optimal health, wellness, happiness, or success. Then I tried the Atkins diet. All meat and little to no carbs. I was disciplined with this diet. I lost tons of weight and I physically looked good. I got many compliments from friends and family. I was reassured. I was building my confidence back, especially after giving birth to my very precious son. Although I was irritable and angry a lot of the time, there was this part of my personality that came out. I didn't stand up for myself. Well, I guess you could say I did, in a way, speak my mind, but I yelled it at everyone. Sometimes they would receive the message, but mostly not. They dismissed me. I was the angry woman, the crazy lady. I noticed most, or I guess I should say what I noticed most, was that the Atkins diet, or this more base meat diet, wasn't benefiting me. I couldn't sustain this. Eating this way changed my personality in ways that was out of character. It didn't sit right for me. It wasn't comfortable for who I am. I was also worried that it was taking a toll on my body. The stuff on the inside that we should also be thinking about. This is when I started to notice small cysts forming underneath the skin, probably from the excess dairy and the saturated fats from not only the meat stuff, but from all that dairy stuff that I had been eating over the last couple of years. This diet was not good for my spirit. And I didn't understand this at the time, but I do now. I was engaged in a process for an external reward, but I was really destroying my spirit nature, which loves animals. I was destroying part of me. I was malnourishing my cells. I wasn't giving it what it needed to be these plump and juicy and healthy cells so that they could just recreate themselves within the body. I was depleting them. I was depleting the body from nutrients, and I wasn't detoxifying the body. I wasn't putting foods into my body to help get out these pesticides, these chemicals, these other things that takes a while for the body to break down. Then I tried to find a neutral ground between meats and vegetables and carbs. I did this for several years. On the outside, I guess you would say it looked like I was healthy. But still on the inside, I was having early signs of hormonal changes. And then I got Hashimoto's. These cysts were forming in my body. They were forming in my throat, all over the place. My weight fluctuated up and down, maybe about 15 to 20 pounds a year. This is when I started to make different choices about my health. I didn't want to be sick from things that I knew I was causing from the food I was choosing to eat. I started to change my lifestyle. I, at that moment, knew things were going to be different for me. I started off with some yoga. So I began sweating. And then I started with some breathing practices. So I developed a breath practice. The body started to detoxify from the sweating and from the breath work. And didn't know that at the time, but that was the beginning stages. So now I'm supporting and helping the body. I decided to go back to being a vegetarian with the goal of becoming a vegan. And this was a new adventure I had never had the opportunity to explore with my body, is the vegan side of it. The vegetarian, yes, but I filled it with all kinds of junk food and dairy and eggs, and I wanted something different. So in my transition back, vegetarian for a short period, go vegan. But how would I get there? On this journey, I would say there are two books that really supported my journey to becoming a vegan. One was The Comedic Diet by Dr. Muwata Ashby. This gave me what I needed. This not only was backed by research, but it fit well with my spirit. It was encouraging me, and it made sense. My mind was pleased and my body was like, ooh, let's try it and see. So everything was good. But there's this little thing called cheese that was really difficult. And I'm like, how can I get past this cheese stuff? So I worked on doing some cognitive behavioral training. I did some psychotherapy techniques to get the mind controlled about the views about dairy. And then I read The American Diet. That did it for me. Reading that book got me off of dairy and really glad that I had already stopped eating meat. It was, in a way, life-changing. It opened my eyes to the meat and dairy industry and all this money that is being made for me being sick. And that's motivation enough. I wanted to be well. The body also needed to detoxify from the opiates found in dairy and meat, and also the antibiotics. Learning that, I also learned additional techniques to help the transition a little bit more smoother than in the past when I was vegetarian. It took me about 9 months to move from being vegetarian to vegan, and it changed my life on a physical, spiritual, and in a mental way. Let me say, when I say vegan, most of my meals are prepared at home. I do have indulgences, and there are times when others add things like dairy and eggs without my knowledge. I have some people who will tell me, I didn't cook with any meat, but then they use chicken broth. Or they just, here are just some fries or beans, but the fries and beans are prepared in pig fat. So I don't get all stressed out about that. I don't do anything 100%. So it's not that I'm saying I'm 100% vegan, because I don't know. And I doubt that that is the case. I make healthy choices, and those tend to align with a vegan diet. I don't need other people judging my diet. I judge myself, and I ask my body, my mind, and my spirit, are you satisfied with this meal? I give up the control. I'm not going to stress out about this. I'm just going to do better. I'm going to let things be, and I'm going to make choices that consistently keep moving me towards wellness, happiness, and success. Also, I make for sure I always have vegetables and veggies around me. If they're dehydrated, they're in my purse. Nuts are in my car. Cashews are stashed around the house. I always make food available for me. Let me get back to how vegan has changed me physically, spiritually, and mentally. I have energy from the time I wake up, which is usually very early in the morning. My energy is sustained throughout the day, and at bedtime, my body is ready to rest. I no longer have this diagnosis of Hashimoto's. You know, the thyroid doctor, the endocrinologist with my private insurance removed the diagnosis 3 years after it was being initially diagnosed and didn't have a real explanation and dismissed the change in towards a vegan diet as the result. The cysts shrunk and they disappeared. And that's essentially what I was told. Okay. My weight is stable, and my BMI, the thing that I hate, is actually in the normal range for the first time since high school. Wait a minute. I weigh the same that I did in high school. A little change, though. I'm a little bit more muscular now, but I'm still working to maintain the six-pack. My skin is clearing. Still working on balancing my sun intake, though, as I go back and forth between sunblock and no sunblock and chemicals and no chemicals and sun for 15 minutes, 3 minutes a day, or an hour a day. Spiritually, my mind. Spiritually, the third eye is clearing. I have released blockages. And I see the world different. I see my role in the world differently. I can meditate for short and long periods of time. My body and mind appreciate stillness. Guess what? Being still is easy. You don't have to do anything. That's it. You just don't do anything. I don't struggle with depression or suicidal thoughts, even anxiety or overreacting in situations. I don't yell or scream at others. I don't even overreact. I manage my life with with balance in my emotions. A little different than my younger years, I'd say. This is all spirit. My soul is happy. I don't harm animals or provide financial supports to the dairy industry. I still purchase beef and chicken for my dogs and cook their meals daily. I try to buy organic when I can. But don't get me wrong, if I had to survive, I'm a survivor. I will. But now, I don't have to survive. I'm thriving very well as a vegan with a lot of raw food options. And that's a whole nother podcast on my deliciousness with raw foods. The mind. My mind is calmer. My mind is focused. My mind has learned and engages in practices to control my thoughts. And sometimes I just even rest the mind with having no thoughts at all. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. No thoughts at all. When I get to that place, if you've been there, you know, you can relate. I have arrived here. What does my diet say about me? Food is a journey. Food can harm the body. It can cause disease and illness. It supports fatigue. Or food can support healing in the body. Food needs to be nutrient dense and support detoxifying of the body. Ooh, and these bitters, they're great for the detoxification process. For this, my diet says I can make choices how I want my life to be. I can choose food to give me energy. I will be energized. Energy inside the body means the cells are moving. Movement of the cells means the body is healing. Disease does not rest in a body when cells have movement. Biology 101. Now, this is different for everyone. This is a time for you to reflect. What does your diet say about you? Are you making choices to bring or encourage illness, disease, fatigue? Are you eating often? Or are you making choices to bring the body towards happiness, wellness, and success? Eating better, eating less, that can get you there. Are you eating for what the body needs? Are you eating for what the mind needs? Go omega-3s. Are you disciplining your eating for what the spirit needs? Go water fasting. Or are you eating based on the American diet? Are you eating based on an addiction? The opiate stuff that the dairy industry has blessed us with. Maybe now this is an opportunity in your journey to show up for you in a different way. For you to give yourself compassion, to give yourself patience, to give yourself, you know, the mind, body, and spirit, what it needs to achieve optimal balance and performance. And as you go throughout your week, remember this affirmation. I make healthy choices I love vegetables and herbs. I can detoxify and nourish my mind, body, and spirit. And I will recite the ancient Egyptian proverb. The body becomes what the foods are, as the spirit becomes what the thoughts are.
Thank you for listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave. Please share this podcast with others, like if there is a button to do so, and subscribe to my channel. This helps me know the work is meaningful, and I will continue to share simple techniques to help you move towards wellness, happiness, and success. This is also part of the bigger plan, a movement towards affordable group sessions and annual retreats. I will end by saying, in order to complete the journey of life successfully, everyone needs to evolve spiritually. Ancient Kemetic proverb.